Thank you so much, Kurt Kroenke. We appreciate you. We'll be checking in with you in approximately a half hour. And presented by PNC, we are live right here at WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And we are in the community right here, 131 West North Avenue, and Nancy Wasnack with Kevin Brown. We have a panel of experts right here ready to share with you the answer to the question that you should be asking yourself, no matter whether you're old or young, children or not. Yes, you can afford college. We've got our panel of experts, and Deborah Owens is right here with us, ready to share more information for you.
Yes, I am. I'm so, so excited to be here, and I hope you are enjoying our conversation. If you just joined us, we're talking about college affordability, and we're covering a number of different topics. In our last segment, we were talking about college affordability challenges and opportunities, and now we're going to talk about scholarships. Now, this is something I want parents and anybody within our listening to this program to make sure you're listening to this information and that you're going to pay it forward to other people within your circle. I've got to start off with this story before I introduce our guest. I don't know if you heard it, but this topic is so important to me because I have a friend that both of their children ended up with full scholarships, and when they got out of school, they had several thousand dollars in credits. And so scholarships are so, so important. But one of the things they told me is that you need to start looking at scholarships when your kids are in middle school. And I thought, what? So I am so excited to have as my guest someone who is pretty knowledgeable in this area. She is Mary Williams, Director of Outreach and Recruitment for the United Negro College Fund. And I've always loved your tagline that mind is a terrible thing to waste. So I want to welcome you to our coffee and conversations this morning,
Thank
Mary.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
So talk to us a little bit about not only the United Negro College Fund, but what should parents be doing to prepare themselves to begin to apply for scholarships?
Well, UNCF, first of all, is the nation's largest and most effective minority education organization, and we administer over 400 scholarships. Students and parents should begin to prepare themselves by documenting their activities and their service as soon as middle school.
Ah.
So you were saying they should prepare in middle school. Absolutely. One of the key things is when students are applying for scholarships, they're asked to speak about their community service, their leadership activities, and oftentimes write essays. And students become challenged by that. But if they begin to document their activities as early as middle school, when they become a senior in high school, it's really almost a cut and paste.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because when I hear scholarships, and I don't know if other people feel the same way, but I always thought that, you know, your child had to have a 4.0 GPA before they would even be considered. And so dispel some of the myths about applying for scholarships. So for example, what are some of the qualities or attributes that when the UNCF is looking at awarding scholarships that would come high on the list in terms of you maybe actually receiving a scholarship?
Sure, one of the things is UNCF provides scholarships for students who are attending our UNCF, Historically Black Colleges and Universities, other Historically Black Colleges and Universities, and majority institutions as well. So I wanted to share that. Oftentimes, students may not look at uncf.org, our website, for opportunities if they're not attending one of HBCU. But so that's one key thing.
Okay, perfect.
What are the key things we're looking for in scholarships? And we have varied over 400 scholarships and internships that we offer. GPA eligibility vary by scholarship. Some are 2.5. You'll find our minimum GPA is at least 2.5 for scholarships at UNCF. Oftentimes, we're looking for community service, we're looking for leadership activities, and depending on the particular scholarship, it may focus on, for example, an internship for a student in college that we have now. If it's for a corporation that's focusing on engineering, students who are engaged in engineering or the STEM field, then we're looking for them to highlight the courses that they've taken in that area. One of the key secrets about scholarships.
Okay, listen to this now. I'm writing this down.
Read the directions.
Woo!
Read the directions, because you would be so surprised when you read the instructions for all of the scholarships. It's telling you what we're looking for. It's telling you what key criteria and eligibility are that we're requiring. It tells you if you need one recommender and who the recommender needs to be. Does it need to be a faculty member? Does it need to be a teacher? Does it need to be a community person? And I will share with you that most all of our scholarships, relatives cannot serve as a recommender. So it really does give the student opportunity to engage in the community, to network with their educators, to be engaged in leadership activities so that they have persons at the ready to support them in recommending them for scholarships.
And then my question is, what are the typical scholarship awards? I mean, if you were to look at UNCF, I'm maybe average, or typically what is a scholarship award?
I gotta tell you, it really varies.
Okay.
There's no typical. There are some internships and scholars. We have corporate scholars programs where they offer paid internships and a scholarship. One I'm thinking of right now has a scholarship of $4,500 plus a paid internship, and that's for college students. For high school students, we have several programs. We have a UNCF STEM program, and that program provides scholarships, but it's renewable. So when you're thinking about it, it's not just for 1 year. We have a UNCF Koch Scholars Program, again, a renewable scholarship, and the criteria vary. The UNCF STEM scholarship, of course, is focusing on STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The UNCF Koch Scholarship is focusing on entrepreneurship, students who want to be engaged in being an entrepreneur. So the amounts vary, but here's one key tip. You apply for scholarships every year. And I'm speaking from being at UNCF in this role for over 15 years, but also as a parent of a son who graduated debt-free.
Woo, hallelujah. We know we need to be listening to this woman. Let's give her an applause. Mary, where were you? Where were you? I needed you back in the day. No, just kidding. No, I'm serious. So if you're listening to this program, you really need to know that. So when you're a first generation parent and that you know you're sending a student to college, and the information that you're giving us is so insightful. So what I would like to do for you, Mary, what I would like for you to do is walk us through. So if we were to go to the UNCF website, what's the first thing we should do?
When you go to uncf.org, first of all, you can take a look at all the great information we have. Because, you know, your earlier panelists talked about debt challenges, and on the UNCF website, we have UNCF and the White House Student Debt Challenge that provides information on income-based repayment plans. So for those in the audience who may have graduated and have debt and they're still paying that debt, they want to take a look at our uncf.org to look at the information based on the income-based repayment plans. But when you go onto uncf.org and you click on scholarships, you have the ability to search for scholarships based on a host of information. It could be GPA, if you know the name of the scholarship, or it could be just general information, what your major is. What I would recommend for anyone looking for scholarships is to go to uncf.org, click on scholarships, and register. When you register on uncf.org and you complete a profile, then UNCF will send you emails based on the information you put in. So if a scholarship becomes available and you're eligible for that scholarship, we push out that information to you. And we say, this scholarship may be one you're interested in or you may be eligible for. Click here to apply. We also text information out to students on the UNCF website. When they're completing their profile and they enter their mobile number, there's a box they can check to give us authorization, or students, parents can go to UNCF, or you can text the word funds, F-U-N-D-S, to 50555. And that will allow us to send you text messages about scholarships when they become available. Now, we have over 400 scholarships and internships. If you were to look at our site today, you may see about 40 of them because they open on an ongoing basis throughout the year. So you want to check back regularly, and that's really a key tip.
That is a key tip. I just want to let our listeners know, if you're just joining us, yes, this is WEAA 88.9 FM, and we have not just taken the Baltimore View away. We kind of co-opted them this morning, and we're at Nancy Restaurant right here on 131 North Avenue, and we're talking about college affordability. Yes, you can. So if you're listening to this program this morning, one of the things we want you to do is make sure that you're paying it forward to your circle in your community, having them learn about more of the resources that are available to them if they have not only a child going back to college, but one of the things that we're seeing is people are having to, I won't say reinvent themselves, but what I would say is make themselves more relevant. If you got a degree decades ago, well, in order to stay competitive in this very dynamic economy, one of the things you may be considering is returning to school in order to do that. But how do you do it in a smart way without putting your financial, your own personal finances at risk? That's the conversation that we're having this morning. Yes, you can. College is affordable. But what we want to do right here at WEAA is give you the resources that you can use so that you can make smart financial decisions. Of course, I'm Deborah Owens, host of Wealthy Radio. We talk about these topics every Tuesday at 7 p.m., but now we're having a conversation this morning, and in this second segment, we're talking about scholarships. And you may be like so many of us who think that the only way you can receive a scholarship is if you have a very high GPA. What we're talking about with our wonderful guest, Mary Williams from the United Negro College Fund, is about all the opportunities that are there for you and your child or your family member to be able to take advantage of these kinds of opportunities. And so to that end, Mary, my next question to you is, I talked a little bit about people returning to school. And so are there non-traditional scholarships available? Perhaps you didn't finish your college degree. Perhaps you are, like I just described, returning to college to upgrade your skills. Are there opportunities for a person like that to find a scholarship through UNCF?
Yes, there are. On uncf.org, when you look at our scholarships, they're typically based on classification. So some are for students who are seniors in high school, freshmen in college, and so forth. So if a person is returning, and let's say they're going to be a sophomore when they enter, it doesn't matter that they're just starting. They can apply for that scholarship because they are a sophomore in college. Here's one of the key points. When people are looking at college, sometimes they're challenged when they look at the total cost of attending that institution for 4 years. But the key thing they want to keep in mind is that every year that student is in school, they're going to be applying for as many scholarships as they're eligible for. So in the senior year of high school, they're applying. They're applying again in freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and even in graduate school. And that's a discipline that students have to engage in, because when you do that, it makes it easier. You're able to afford that college because you're a freshman and you have different skills, and there are scholarships that we have are just for freshmen in college. And just as if you're a sophomore, junior, and senior.
So you really need to be strategic, is what I hear you saying, Mary Williams. You're saying that, you know, you need to be strategic, and you need to almost have a process through which, right, you can, you know, maybe I'm thinking as I'm listening to you, almost an Excel spreadsheet, right? Something that, look, and she just smiled. Something that you can have a system that can prompt you as opposed to being overwhelmed and each time starting from scratch?
Absolutely. I am smiling because I created, when my son was in high school, an Excel sheet where we captured all his activities, and he continued that through college. And it made it very easy to apply for college, for scholarships each year, because the information was documented based on the criteria for the scholarship he was able to cut and paste.
So let's talk about that, though, because I think something else that I just learned, and I hope you heard this too, is that you need to be looking at scholarships based on the type, your interest and your type of activities and the things that you can have documented that you're involved in. So if I were to go on UNCF, could I sort, if you will, by those kinds of, you know, leadership activities, types of activities, and those types of scholarships will then sort for me, or how would that work?
Well, you can sort by major.
Okay.
You can sort by GPA, you can sort by location, and you can sort by major.
Okay.
I invite students to be able to look through the lists, search for eligible open scholarships, and look at them all. Because, for example, we have a Walton Education Fellowship internship opportunity, and it's looking for students who are interested in education, but they don't have to major in education.
Ah.
So that's why I say you really want to read those instructions in the process, because there are so many opportunities available. One of the key things at UNCF.org for the internships and scholarships, again, some have scholarships and paid internships, and some are just straight scholarships. All are based on need. So the students would need to have their financial aid director of the institution they plan to attend to assess their financial need. And I would tell you, most audiences, they do have financial need. You talked about debt. You talked about how many people are challenged because of the financial issues facing students getting their education. So it's really key to apply for scholarships as often as possible. And on UNCF.org, we are a resource for students.
You're certainly a resource. One other thought that I had, and we are talking about debt. You know, I spoke with someone recently, and they came out with $150,000 in debt. And you talked about briefly that repayment plan. So the different ways that you can retire that debt, right? And so if I were to go onto UNCF, where would I go if that is my situation?
You would see a page entitled UNCF and the White House Student Debt Challenge. And on that page, it provides the information that the White House has provided on income-based repayment plans. So I would invite them to take a look at that page. Here's another key thing. We did a survey of students who did not complete college scholarship applications. These were the three top reasons. The first, they missed a deadline. The second, they said they were too busy. And the third, they felt that they couldn't get the scholarship. So let me dispel those myths. Building a timeline, beating the deadline will address the first, and really the second, and getting too busy. Because when you think of scholarships in general and essays, students sometimes don't like to write essays. Here's a tip with essays. I look at the number of essays in a scholarship application. If it's five essays, it's a $5,000 scholarship. That's $1,000 you're getting per essay.
Wow.
I divide the number, the amount that you're going to get for that scholarship, into the number of essays, and you think about it. It gives you a different perspective on writing essays.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is, and I'm so glad you're talking about the essays, is that I think so many parents, what we do, and I've been guilty of this, is I'll say, you know, you need to apply for a scholarship. Did you apply for a scholarship? You know, and then, as a parent who helped their child get scholarships, what would you say you need to do to be actively engaged and make sure that what you're conveying to that child is happening? Should parents be involved in the process? I'd love to hear your viewpoint.
I think parents should definitely be involved, but they should be a support to the student, and they guide the student through the process and not do the process for the student. And I think that's really critical. As a parent, I was very engaged as we sat and talked about the deadlines that were upcoming. So my question was, how are you doing on the scholarship? I know it's due in a few weeks. Have you started it yet? How far? I will. Do you need me for you? So do you need me to edit it? How about reaching out to a teacher to help you edit that? So those are the things you do. You coach as a parent and have your student follow up. Guide them on the questions they need to ask. Make sure they get everything on time. Make sure they follow up once they submit it. So as a parent, you become a coach. You don't do for, but you coach and support your students. And the reason you do that is once they go off to college, they're going to be doing those things themselves.
Absolutely.
And you are building that foundation for the students.
This was great information. Mary Williams from the United Negro College Fund, wonderful information. Please tell folks how they can go to your organization and apply for these scholarships.
Please log on to uncf.org. Again, that's uncf.org to apply for scholarships and internships. And I invite you to register today so that when scholarships and internships become available, that you meet the eligibility criteria, we can share that information with you.
Excellent. Well, folks, don't go anywhere, because coming up next, our next topic is student loans and how to be cost conscious. You're going to want to listen to this conversation. Don't go anywhere, folks.